This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monei.
Thursday, November 24th. God's word for you today is prized possession. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah 49, verse 15 to 16. And it says, never can a mother forget her nursing child. Can she feel no love for the child she has born? But even if that were possible, I will not forget you. See, I have written your name on the palms of my hands. Always in my mind is a picture of Jerusalem's walls in ruins. I am confident that the God of heaven, the one that can open and no one can shut, will open the windows over your life in the name of Jesus. It is important for you to say amen, because this is like a spiritual transaction. God will do his part, but you have to do your part. Certain people are open heaven people, believers and non-believers alike. They operate without any struggle, and it is because God gives them a secret. For someone reading this today, in addition to all that is happening in this season, God is going to give you a secret that will keep your heavens open for the rest of your life. Your perception of God determines your reality in life. In other words, how you perceive God determines how you will navigate and experience life. If you see God as some crazy being up there that does irrational things, your life will be full of chaos. If you see God as an angry being who is just waiting for you to make a mistake so that he can whack your head, that will be your experience. Erroneously, God has been portrayed as a needy God. Guess what? If you see God as a needy God, you will always come into God's presence thinking he wants to take something from you. God had to say to the Jews in Psalm 50, verse 10 to 12, "For all the animals of the forest are mine, and I own the cattle on a thousand hills. I know every bird on the mountains, and all the animals of the field are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell you, for all the world is mine and everything in it." If you see God as a needy God, you will have a problem flowing with God as a generous, loving Father. So Jehovah Needy or Jehovah Jireh, which is he to you? The truth is that we cannot fully grasp God, but each level requires a level of revelation of God, because our knowledge of God is one of the things that triggers our heaven to be opened. I want you to know that you have come to a God that, if there is one word to describe him, it is goodness. He said to the Jews, "Have I called you to serve me in vain? I am a good God. Stop giving me a bad name." Isaiah 45 verse 19 paraphrased. Sadly, when people look at certain Christians, they do not want to be Christians because the God the Christian is portraying is some angry, gloomy, stingy, wicked God. But beginning from today, because your heavens are going to open, when people look at your life, they will see your great, generous, loving, and superlative Father in the name of Jesus. Isaiah 49 verse 14 says, "Yet Jerusalem says, the Lord has deserted us. The Lord has forgotten us." If you feel like God has forgotten you, I have brought good news for you today. God is saying Isaiah 49 verse 15, which says, "Never can a mother forget her nursing child. Can she feel no love for the child she has born? But even if that were possible, I will not forget you." What a graphic picture. I am an adult, but every single day, my mother prays for me and sends me the prayer. God cannot forget you. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song, and it says, "You're a good God.
You're a good God. You're a good God. That's all I know. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.